Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Wednesday, May 30th. Danny, we're almost done with May.
I know, it's so crazy.
Right? The months are just flying by.
I feel like
by,
May just started. I was like, oh, 3 weeks till my 30th. Now it's like, oh, it's about to be June.
It's almost June.
And rent is due again. God damn.
I know, everybody hates the first of the month.
Yeah,
right?
Literally, it's the worst. It's not just the first of the month, it's like the entire month. Because on the first, it's like the rent and the utilities. Then on like the 12th, it's like your car payment. And it just keeps going and going,
right?
And going.
Yeah. Well, that's life, man. Mm-hmm. It costs money to be alive today.
So, and you think about it, back in the day, it was like 25 cents to get like a lot of shit, but 25 cents was like a lot to get.
Right.
So it's just like, ugh, there's no winning.
No, there's no winning. You just have to be out there and bust your ass. There's no alternative, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, nobody promised us a rose garden. No. Danny.
I do love me some roses, though.
But, yeah, I mean, life is what you make of it. I guess we can't expect anything.
And I'm a little confused by this weather. It was raining. Oh, there was a huge accident on Laurel Canyon.
Really?
Someone skidded.
Oh, my God.
Because they were going too fast. Like, you know how it's kind of windy up there?
Right.
And it was slippery.
But how could they go fast when it's so slow with so many cars there?
It's weird because I come up from, like, I'm on the right side. So left side is, like, bumper to bumper. Like everyone's going towards like West Hollywood, but everyone going towards the valley, it moves pretty quickly.
It's open. Okay. So somebody just, and what, did you have to stop and wait or something?
Yeah, we were like just chilling there. Fuck. But they skidded and they hit cars on the
other
left
side.
And I was like, oh, what a bad start to the morning for you.
Wow. Especially the one that was stopped.
Yeah.
<you know?
laughs> I'd be like, damn you.
I know.
Now I'm going to be late for work.
Car. And you drive like a piece of shit and then you hit my car.
And when you call your boss and you say, hey, I can't make it in, I got into an accident. And do they really believe you?
Send them a picture. I'd be so pissed if someone ran into me like that.
I know, but it was really slippery. Like you could see like the water on the ground. I was going like 5 miles per hour.
Yeah,
I was like,
You got to drive accordingly.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't blame the rain or anything.
No.
That's bullshit.
Nope.
Yeah, people drive so fast in LA, you know?
So fast.
They have no patience. No patience. I'm one of them, but
I drive slow, and you probably don't have patience with me because I'm in front of you. And you're
I
like,
drive
beep,
fast.
Get out of the way.
Yeah. I'm always the fastest on the freeway.
I'm not. I'm the slowest for sure.
No.
Actually, I wouldn't even say that because sometimes I be mind blown at how slow I go. Mm-hmm. And then I get behind someone. I'm like, yo, this person's going so goddamn slow.
It's all relative, right?
Yeah. So maybe I'm not the slowest person on the freeway, but I'm definitely not the fastest.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, but you don't like freeways anyway, so you take streets when you can.
90% of the time, yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. So my son is now living with me.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him since yesterday.
Oh, he's been out.
He didn't come home to sleep. So he must have met somebody.
Yeah, I was like, wait, where is he at? Or maybe he's sleeping at one of his boys' cribs.
Yeah, it could have been because
he should be looking for a job.
The night before, they
place.
All crashed. Three of them crashed on his bed.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe he crashed on somebody else's bed.
That's
man,
what I'm
you know?
Saying.
Maybe it's just the way they live, you know?
So are all his
so
friends?
So I had to feed the cat. I have to take care of
but
the cat.
But you love him. You love
keep
the cat.
It company.
You love it now.
I do.
Yeah, I knew you would.
It's a cute cat.
Yeah, what color is it?
It's white and orange, you know?
Oh, so it's like Garfield.
Yeah.
And what color eyes does it have?
I don't know.
That's the first thing I look at when I see cats.
I don't notice.
I wish
I don't even notice people's eyes for crying out
really?
Loud. Like really?
I do.
Yeah?
I feel like I wish humans had cat eyes. How come they get cool colors and we don't? Like they have like orange.
Yeah.
Like yellow. I'm like, why can't we have that type
because
of shit?
Because I'm sure it helps them somehow in a way we don't need that help.
Yeah, maybe we do though.
Then evolution probably given it to us. I don't know.
But would it be cool if I had like yellow eyes right now?
Yeah.
I'd probably freak you
that'd
out
be,
though.
Yeah, that'd be weird. There's some women wear all kinds of shit.
Yeah, right? They wear fake contacts.
Right.
Yeah. What is your
colors.
Thoughts on that?
It's, I don't know if they like it, fine, but I think it's stupid.
Yeah, but
know?
What if you meet someone at a bar, right? And she has like hazel eyes or like light blue eyes. And then you start dating for like 6 months and you go over and she's got like dark brown eyes. And you're like, yo, what the fuck, bitch? I fell in love with your eyes. And you have, you know what I mean?
I don't fall in love with eyes. I don't
Some
know.
People do, though.
Yeah.
Some people really do. Like, I love a guy that has a light pair of eyes. So if I ever, like, I mean, obviously I would stay with him, but I'd be like, we need to talk about the fact that you just lied to me for 6 months.
Yeah. What the fuck with the contacts?
And what's up with your self-confidence where you're wearing fake contacts every day? I need to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
No, if a guy does that, it's weird.
No, even when a girl does it, where's your confidence at, girl?
Yeah, yeah.
If you were born with dark brown eyes, rock them out. I do, I will say I wish I had light eyes, though.
Yeah, so does everybody, you know? But then I think our brown eyes are strong, the strongest, I think.
Yeah, because you have like blind, you can get like blind when you have light eyes.
Really?
Yeah. People with blue eyes are more prone to be blind later on in life when they get older than people with dark eyes.
Now, you're sure about that?
I'm positive.
No misinformation.
I'm not. I'm positive.
Fake news.
Hashtag fake news. Don't trust me, y'all, but I read it somewhere one time. And it stuck with me for life.
We believe you, then.
I'm trying to make myself feel better, okay?
So today we don't have studio guests, but we're going to have a guest calling in.
What if he forgets to call in?
He won't. I reminded him this morning.
Oh, you did? You're like, hey,
I've learned now. Right. But this is a singer from the East Coast. His name is Grayson Hugh. I don't know how many know of him, but apparently his song, which we're going to play an old song and then a new one that he sent. But the first one, Talk It Over, the email here says that it was the hit of summer 1989.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, I remember it. I don't know how many people do, but it's an awesome freaking song.
I definitely don't because I was only 1 year old at that time.
Yeah.
That's wild, huh?
That is wild.
But maybe I have heard it before. Cause like,
I don't know. I think I played it to you here. Once, didn't I?
No, probably not, Sam.
I think I did. I play songs here.
Maybe. But, maybe I just wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
But we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll tease and we'll play the song when he's on. So he's going to call in. And a lot of shit going on, you know? I mean, what about this Roseanne thing? I mean...
Oh, God, she's so stupid.
That is stupidity.
I mean, because if you're getting a paycheck... I get it. So if you're at home and you're having like a dinner party with your husband or your girlfriend, say whatever you need to say. But if you just got your show reboot and you got a solid paycheck, keep your mouth shut.
Right.
There's no need to go to social media and say anything that's going to put your money, like put your food on the table at jeopardy. She's
right.
An idiot.
But no, absolutely. But I will
go
further
and
say,
not having her back.
I will even say that it's not... that this shouldn't even have to do with the money from the show or anything. It should have to do with the fact that you don't fucking go on Twitter and say things that are so hurtful to people.
What did she say? I didn't even see what she said. I just saw Roseanne, racist tweet,
yeah,
ABC cancel. I didn't even
I'll
see the tweet.
I'll tell you in a
though.
Second. But the point is, uh-huh. is that this is what Roseanne's going to be remembered with.
For her, let's still be her legacy.
For the rest of her fucking life. Mm-hmm. Imagine. You know, she's built such a career.
Yeah.
Such a following. People love her.
Yeah.
You know? And then, I mean, even to the point where she talks, where she supports Trump and people still don't hate her for it. You know, not many, let's say. But,
a lot of people did hate her for that, though.
Right. But a lot of people love her for it. Mm-hmm. So, you know. But the bottom line is now you fucked up big time.
Okay, so tell
and
me
people
I'm
people always going to go, okay. So, I mean, I can... I'll tell you what, let me bring it up.
Yeah, bring it up. Because I have no idea what she said, but all on my social media yesterday, it was just like news article, new ABC canceled it, blah,
right.
blah, blah.
She says, okay, what she says is that she blames Ambien. I'm not a racist, just an idiot. Okay,
what's
whatever.
Ambien? Is that a drug?
That's a sleeping drug.
Yeah, sleeping drug, yeah.
Yeah. So let me tell you what the tweet was about. Okay?
Oh, so she's trying to say that she was on a sleeping pill when she was tweeting?
Yeah, and yeah, I guess so, you know. Okay, look, what she said is, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby, equal VJ, which is the name of the woman under the Obama administration she was putting down. Her name was Valerie Jarrett.
Mm, wow, that's pretty awful.
Right? I mean, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
To call her an ape, you
but
know?
But yeah, I mean, the ape, I mean, even calling her a brotherhood of Muslims is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Okay, did she say anything else? Or that was that one tweet that ruined her entire
career?
Well,
look, Muslim Brotherhood can mean...
anything.
Yeah, it can be just like that she's...
But calling any black person an ape...
She's sympathetic to, you know, to this, whatever.
Right.
But Planet of the Apes...
That's
awful.
That is like,
that's hurtful, and she knows it, and she probably and she did it because it's hurtful.
People used to call me ape when I was like in middle school. Because I went to an all-white school, yeah. I used to get called the N-word all the time. Ape, monkey.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That, you know, when people try to hurt other people, they'll go to any extreme, mm-hmm. you know?
My old boss it was an insurance company, and this woman came in and she was black, and he was just like, I think he might have been a low-key alcoholic, to be honest with you, but he would come in and he'd be like, you would just know if he was in a good mood or if he was going to be a raging lunatic. And there was one day, like, I had to get the office ready because we were having people in, and this woman who was African American came in from like another insurance company to talk about like new policies or like if they're going to work with Mike. And midway through the meeting, he got like mad at her. They were like going back and forth with banter. He goes, "What are you, a monkey? You want some bananas?"
Whoa.
And I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
People are fucked up. What the hell are people thinking?
I don't know. I have no idea. I couldn't
terrible,
tell you.
That's terrible. But... you know, so there's no doubt, but you know, now what, now Trump jumps in.
Did he support Roseanne?
Well, obviously, but.
Oh God.
But, because she's a big supporter of his, but what the president questions is to why no one at ABC apologized for the horrible statements said about him on the network.
Oh, God. He makes everything about himself. Yeah. He literally does. Any situation that's going on in the world, it trickles back to, okay, but what about me? I'm like, no one's talking about you. For once, we're not talking about you.
Yeah.
It's crazy. He's like a little kid.
He is.
He must have had like a weird childhood. He needs way too much attention now.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe it's not so childish as just narcissistic or something. I don't know.
Well, yeah, no, he definitely has narcissism.
Right, but...
I wonder if you can get, like, treatment for that. Like, if you see, like, the right therapist. Is somebody singing out there?
Maybe, yeah, they're practicing.
Are they singers?
They're going to have singer guests, I guess,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. They don't care. They probably should close the window, the door. But people come in here, they don't care, man. They don't, you know, some people are not aware of what goes on around them.
But totally. That's in everyday life. That's like
right.
anywhere you go.
That's
that could
what
be
I'm
like
saying.
At Ralph's. No,
right.
People are just not head so far up their own ass.
I know. So it's crazy. But, yeah, so going back to my son. So I get up in the morning. The cat is like, you know, now I have to sleep with my door closed because
it wants to get on the bed.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
So
you won't let the cat on the bed.
But I let him. But look, he jumps anywhere he wants.
Yeah.
In the house, I can't believe how high it can jump.
Oh, cats can go so high.
You know, like to the counter and stuff. Uh-huh. And I'm going, what the hell's going on? You know?
Isn't it so weird
look,
that they have those abilities?
A phone call,
that's him, right?
But he's calling me on my cell phone.
Oh.
What am I going to do? Should I answer and see? We'll tell him to call the other number. Or maybe I'll call this number if he doesn't call in. Maybe he'll realize he made a mistake. I don't know. Come on, man. He gave you a number, didn't I? I must have.
Maybe you didn't. Your memory can be like a little shot sometimes.
No, I'm telling you.
So I told you how my washer's been broken since Saturday, right?
Right.
And I pay almost $4,000 for rent, and they like still yesterday sent nobody over.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my girlfriend over. We went to like lunch. We went to Dialogue. Have you ever been to Dialogue?
No.
It's like someone who's Middle Eastern owns it. It's pretty good. The food is like pretty decent. It's not Middle Eastern food. It's like breakfast food. We went there. Then she came back to my apartment and like a fucking beast. Because we have like the tiny little closet. You know how they shove the washer machine
right.
and the dryer in that small little closet where you're like, how does that even fit?
Right.
She pulled them both out by herself. We unplugged it, plugged it back in, and she fixed it.
Really?
Yeah. So I sent an email. I go, it's so crazy that I pay you guys almost $4,000 in rent a month, and I had to have somebody else come in and fix my shit.
Yeah.
Isn't that ridiculous?
It is.
I don't think he's going to get it. Just send him a text. I'm like, hey.
I'm sending him an email right now. Maybe that'll help. That way, by the end of the show, maybe he'll call me. You know, he's calling the wrong number, but I'm sure it's him because it's from back east. I can tell by the area code.
What's the area code?
203, which
is that's
Connecticut.
Like Connecticut. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I know area code, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to be a telephone operator.
Oh, really?
Did I tell you that?
No. Wait, what do you mean? Were you like calling people to tell them that their bill was due?
No. People were calling, dialing zero, and there I was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, hello, how can I help you?
Yeah, exactly. This is the operator. May
I'm looking for Domino's.
But that was directory assistance. That was the 411 number.
Oh, yeah.
That's to get phone
numbers. So why do people call operator?
Well, to help them dial a number, to do a credit card call, a collect call. Back then, it wasn't done like it is today.
Yeah, it was like that's...
There was a person doing this.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever hit zero and said, hey, sometimes can you...
Sometimes in hotel, you couldn't get a direct line, so they'd call the operator and we'd connect them to the number they're calling.
Oh.
And
How boring was that job?
It was more frustrating than boring because people are stupid, you know, and you realize there's stupidity on there. But I gotta tell you, that was a good time for me because I, at the time I was one of only, we were five guys,
right,
and 400 women working there, you know.
That's crazy.
So it was a woman's job, but. You know,
but
so
you could pick up some chicks
there,
at work.
There, you got the
basically.
Number. He's calling in now.
Oh, okay.
So I think we finally made it. Grayson, are you there?
Hey.
Hi.
I'm here. I finally got the right number.
I know. Did you get my email that I just sent?
I just got it, yes.
Good. Because I saw you calling my cell number, and I said, I got to send you the phone number. Well, I'm glad you called in. Grayson, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me, Sam.
Of course. And you've been on the show before because I invited you on because I remember your song and I pretty much... and then I started listening to your other songs and I got to tell you, all of them are my Spotify list.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Empty Like the Wind and mm-hmm. So... But we're going to play... Talk It Over in just a moment. You also have a new song out, right?
Yes, it's Stop Your Trying, a single, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because you sent me Getting On With My Life. Isn't that the one?
Oh, yes. That's from Back to the Soul.
Oh, okay.
And that's it. That's still, I consider it a new song.
Okay. So do you want us to play a few tunes of your new one, too?
Sure.
Okay.
You want to play whatever you want to play.
Yeah, we'll look it up. Is it on YouTube yet? Because I don't
know. Everything is on YouTube because they, the distributor sends it to YouTube. So you can find it there. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so we'll do that in a few minutes. I did want to ask you a little bit. You said you're coming out here. Are you going to perform here at all in LA?
Yes, I'm going to do a concert. It's billed as a red carpet. I can't believe they're actually going to have a red carpet, a bloody red carpet.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I said, no, you could just have a shag, welcome mat. I don't need a red carpet.
Well,
they're doing it up, and it's called Build as a Career Celebration. The guy is a big fan, a promoter, and he's going to got me a 9-foot grand piano, bringing my wife and harmony singer, of course, with me. And we're going to perform a concert of all my, a lot of my songs. And then there'll be a meet and greet after. And it's at Village Studios.
Oh, that's fun.
Very cool. And where is Village Studios? Do you know, like, what time?
Village Studios is in West Hollywood. It's 1616 Butler Avenue in L.A.
Okay, that's close to where I live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
West.
Yeah. So when do you actually come out here? Are you already out here right now?
No, we're going to be flying out Friday morning.
Okay.
I'm actually in Connecticut now. Yeah, we live in Connecticut.
How do you like, do you still, like, you're not over the snow yet? Like, you're still down with it?
I used to live in Burbank. And I actually lived in the Oakwood Apartments in Burbank.
Oh, I know pretty much where it is. That's cool. So
the Oakwood was sort of a holding pen for musicians and actors that were waiting to finish their movies or albums. And I used to meet them at the little store and, you know,
trade stories
and go down to the gate and wait for our per diem money. And,
per diem. Yeah. I know all about that. And the per diem money is usually like, what? Like, why did I even work for this?
RCA took good care of me, I must say.
That's very nice. So you started your career. Did you grow up out here or back east?
No, I grew up in the suburbs of Connecticut.
Oh, I see. Okay, so for you, it's going back home.
People always say, how did a nice suburban white guy end up sounding so black? And I played in a black gospel church in my teens.
Really? So that's the influence.
And I just love soul music. So.
Yeah, and you do very well at it, I got to tell you. So you sent me a couple of your songs. Before we continue talking, let me just play a few notes so people have an idea what a great singer you are and what a great composer. Now, your songs, you write them all yourself, right?
Yes, I do.
Awesome, awesome. So Talk It Over was from 1989. You reminded me in the email. I thought it was earlier 80s, but, you know, 40 years ago?
No.
I don't remember much.
No.
40 years ago.
Well, 30
something. Blind Origin came out in 1988, and the first single film, Tears of Love, we actually were going to release Talk It Over, but it's a long story. Olivia Newton-John got a hold of the record that I should have gotten writing credit on, but I was young and naive, and she ended up recording it, and hers just fizzled. So we said, well, we legally have to wait, and then we just released first Tears of Love, which I got a great video out of it and made a little noise, but Talk It Over was the biggest hit, the second single.
Now, did you know that one was going to be bigger than the first single?
Well, I had a feeling, I think everyone did, that it was it touched a lot of nerves. It sounded sort of retro, and yet it was new, you know.
Right. And that's the thing. There you are, a white guy surrounded by black dancers and actors and stuff in the music video.
Yeah. Right.
And it was amazing. And I told Grayson this, I don't know if you remember, but I'm telling Danny that the way I found out about the song is back then, in movie theaters, you know, we were still going to movies in movie theaters. Mm-hmm. And
we still do.
Yeah, exactly. Not as
sometimes.
Not as much. But they played a music video before the movie, which is pretty unusual.
They don't do that now.
Yeah.
They don't do that now.
And that was a very nice one, I'm sure. It's probably on YouTube too, right? Like the original video.
Everything's on YouTube. Yeah. You know, awesome. Actual videos. Oh, yeah. I put them all up, and then the record companies put them up.
Yeah. So, Danny, let's
have 30 years ago.
Who is the woman that's on the line with us?
That's Danny, by the way. I'm sorry.
I'm Danny. I'm his co-host. I'm new.
Oh, hello, Danny. Nice to meet you.
I should have introduced her. Sorry. But
now I know her name.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
I'm just here making sideline commentary here and there. Yeah. Don't mind me.
No, that's good. But just like Ed McMahon, right? Or Paul Shaver.
Yeah. But Grayson, she's much younger than you and I are, so she probably doesn't know the song, so I want to give her a little taste of what I thought and still think is one of the best songs
I've ever heard. But I could have possibly heard it because my dad used to listen to soul. I just wouldn't have known. Yeah, because your hit song came out when I was a year old.
Yeah.
So. There you go. Yeah. Well, it's I have a lot of fans that say that. And, an interesting story about Talk It Over. I don't know if you know about the Maori culture in New Zealand, the indigenous people, the Maori.
No, never heard.
I've heard of them, but yeah.
Well, the Maori are the indigenous people of New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They have their own language, and they're the natives, you know, the New Zealand, native New Zealanders, like we have Native Americans.
Right.
And
yeah.
They would have these garage parties, you know, way back in the 80s, and they would still do it. Of course, they'd have a lot of drinking and karaoke and singing. Right. And these guys, Talk It Over has become so a part of their culture that I can't wait to try to put together a New Zealand tour, because I have Maori friends that on Facebook, and they taught me their language, Kia ora, you know, stuff like that. And It's just really, I have a lot of fans that are indigenous in different countries for some reason.
Very nice. Well, yeah. you maybe because you are very diverse in everything that you do, yeah. You know, and people are attracted to that. So here, let's play a little bit of Talk It Over for the listeners and Danny.
Okay.
There we go.
All right.
How can you not like dance to this?
Well, I love 80s music. It's weird.
Yeah, listen. Promises are broken. Old wounds are open. And love walks out that door. Too proud to make up. You're ready to break up. Too late you wake up. And love walks out that door. Out that door.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
Oh, sweet baby. I didn't mean a word that I said.
Right?
Well, I know that I love you. Can we talk it over in bed? I never meant to hurt you. Must have been.
That's some song, huh?
Yeah.
Grayson, I got to tell you, man, this song touches something in me every time I listen to it. Mm-hmm. And I probably listen to it, I would say, a few times a week still.
Right.
Still,
oh,
that's what
nice.
I'm saying.
Thank
yeah.
you. I'm so glad you like it.
Your voice is incredible.
It really is.
Thank
you, know,
you Debbie.
And it
Thank
re-
you.
And it really stands out, you know.
Right.
It's really cool.
Yeah, like if I didn't Wikipedia you, I would definitely think that you were like a black man, for sure.
A brother.
A bro.
A lot of black people thought that, too, before they, you know, when I was on the Today Show with Bryant Gumbel.
Yeah.
He said, because he requested that I go on there himself, and he said, now, Grayson, how many, and you can see the YouTube live doing mm-hmm. Talk It Over.
Right.
And he goes, how many people, when they meet you, after they've heard you, are surprised?
Right.
You know,
right.
Meaning that I'm white.
Yeah.
Sort of caught me off guard.
Yeah, yeah. And, and I mean.
It's a compliment.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I think there's
Absolutely,
only like maybe like one or two other singers, and I think they've been females that I've heard where I would not see a picture of them and think that they were like black female vocalist, but they're actually white. So it's like it's actually kind of cool that you can have that type of soul voice, because I mean, soul's not just for black people, but mostly black people
Absolutely
can sing
not.
It.
Yeah, not, no. mm-hmm.
yeah, but
and
but,
I, you know, I also do. I love bluegrass.
Yeah,
I call that mountain soul.
There's right,
nothing like, you know, going down to North Carolina in the mountains and hearing real. They have a soul, such a soulful, and those women that sing those Appalachian ballad, you know.
Yeah.
Will not tear.
Ooh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, they have that way of the, like a bagpipe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
chills
that's true.
Up that spine.
Yeah, yeah. So, so I also been following you a little on Facebook, and so you're from what I understand, you married to Polly, right?
Yes,
and
Polly Messer.
Right, and she's part of your band, from what I understand.
Yes.
Was
right?
she singing
That's
in the
right.
original song that we just listened to?
Yeah, did you know
no,
that back
no.
then?
No, she. We knew each other for 30 years, and I knew her late ex-husband. Ron, he produced my first record in 1980.
Oh, wow.
And then he produced Polly's record. She was with a band called Eight to the Bar, which was a very popular, well-known swing, Texas swing band. And they did, like, swing music, like, sort of retro back in World War II.
Right, right.
Andrew's Sisters, and they dress up and, you know, really do the three the three women harmony. They
I actually
really
love
well.
Swing music.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah,
very cool. Mm-hmm. And people would come and swing dance.
Yeah,
you know, young, and they still are still around. And they ask her to do the reunions, and she goes. And
that's
and I
fun.
Go to it, you know, we're, so, yeah.
Do you guys have any kids?
But anyway, she went on and had got married to Ron because you know he was. I always said Ron was our George George Martin, you know, like the Beatles had,
right?
You know,
right,
that,
right.
And he produced a lot of people in this area. And he went on to ESPN and did sports, very really a wizard with sound. And he unfortunately passed away in a car accident in 2007.
Oh,
but
wow.
They got married in 90. And had a child, and then got divorced in '94. It did not last long. So right. I'm a proud stepdad of a great. I call him a kid. He's 26, but he's just a wonderful kid. Yeah.
So very I always yeah. wondered if, like, your parents can sing. Can your kids sing too? Does her son sing?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. He's got amazing rhythm. I think he gets that from her and her dad.
Right.
But I'll show him African rhythms
right.
that are very complicated, and he gets it, boom,
really?
Right away,
wow.
and taps it out. And you know, he has studied piano, but his passion is rock climbing, and he sends me pictures, and I'll edit them into films. Like he just did Mount St. Helens.
Wow.
He's going to go to Mount Big, yeah. but he got his master's at Carnegie Mellon in computer engineering, robotics.
Jeez. Uh-huh.
Now he's out in University of Washington working with a PhD professor, and he may go for his doctorate out there. I don't know.
Very nice, man. But, very nice.
Yeah, so you smart have a good, kid and a great kid. And,
yeah,
you know,
and you got a great family. I see why you'd be able to write good music. You're
I'm
a happy
blessed,
person.
Really.
So, Grayson, I want to also listen to the other song because... although I've listened to several of your songs, I don't think I ever heard of Getting On With My Life. And on purpose, I did not play it to myself yet because I want to discover it with everybody else. So let's listen to Getting On With My Life. When was this song released, Grayson?
It was released in 2015 on Back to the Soul, which was on the ballot for a... It was up for a Grammy in the Best Americana album category.
Oh, wow.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, so let's take a listen.
I've been stuck here by the roadside. Now it's time to get moving, get to where I belong. Everybody's been telling me how it's time to get away. I know I'm gonna get there somehow, some way. I'm getting along with my life, and I'm gone without a care.
Very cool, very cool. Grayson, you know, you got such a unique style to you that nobody can say this is somebody else.
Right.
You know, this is Grayson Hill, you know. You got, I mean, even though these songs are two different genres, I hear a lot of common things about them. You know, because it's you singing them, you know, so.
It's crazy to me because the first song we listened to was like almost 30 years ago and your voice like hasn't changed. But then you hear people like Mariah Carey and when she sings now, it's like doesn't even sound like the same person.
Yes. Well, I've been, you know, I really work at it. I warm up and, you know, I mean, that's, but, you know, there are some things that I notice I have to try work harder at.
Right.
But it is definitely, I've been so lucky to have kept my voice. To keep on going, I mean, I'm going to be like Willie Nelson or B.B. King. I just,
right.
You know. Just going on for the next 30
getting
years.
On with your life, basically. Yeah.
Well, getting on with my life. That is right. Getting on with my... It's all about new beginning. That's what that's about.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. You know, and your voice is your instrument, and you got to keep it tuned all the time. So that's a...
That's right.
That's a wise thing to do. Grayson, what's the name of the latest song so I can play it from YouTube?
Yeah, sure. Stop Your Trying. Very different. It's a country rock blues, kind of a hard, you know, loud. It's a guy's reaction to his cheating girlfriend, not wife. It was actually when I had my heart broken. And I said, the best reaction is sarcasm sometimes.
Yeah.
Quiet sarcasm.
Yeah. You know, I can't seem to find it on YouTube. I don't know why. But it's Stop Your Trying, right?
Stop, yeah. Stop Your, Y-E-R.
Right.
Stop Your,
stop your
Trying.
Oh,
it's on
Y-E-R,
CD,
okay.
It's on YouTube. Yeah.
Stop Your Trying.
And
there
trying.
It is. Okay. There we go. Okay, so let me play a little bit of this one. Yeah, that's quite a different style, you see? Mm-hmm. You're so versatile. I'm
telling
that's
crazy.
You, Grayson, you're really cool, man.
Well, you know, it's a sort of a play on words. I see, you know, when you tried to distract my attention while you paid it, you know, you tried to treat me so bad, and you tried to break my concentration while you concentrated on being so bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a great line.
Stop trying.
I might use that for an Instagram caption, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Meme it out. Meme it out.
Exactly.
So, I mean, so you've gone into different styles. Are you still doing more like soul music, or is the whole album?
Yes, I do a little of everything. I've got a new record in mind. Uh-huh. And it's going to be a little bit eclectic. I'm toying around with the name. I don't want to give it away, but it's a combination. It's like a long word that has a lot of different things, styles in it. And you know, the good thing about having my own label is that I can do whatever I want. I don't have a label breathing down my back and saying you have to do this. You have to do a duet with.
Right.
You know, God knows who, what they come up with.
Right, right. Yeah. That's the only thing about joining a label. I heard they just literally control everything, like what you wear, what you say, where you have to go, who you have to work
with. They do. They very much do, Debbie. And they try to. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when you say, you know, I often said, well, I'll try that. But when I would ever say no, like they try to bring in a stylist, and I would say no. I wear what I want. That's it.
Yeah.
What you see is what you get, you know, and then I got the reputation of being difficult.
I have that reputation as well.
There you go. That's good. That's a good thing.
Well, Grayson, you...
Pride.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care. Yes, I am difficult.
Grayson, we're out of time, Grayson. I want to thank you again. Tell people so people can actually come and see you. This weekend?
This Saturday.
This Saturday.
I am going to be gracing you, me, and with my wife and harmony singer, Polly Messer. We're doing a concert, a nice long concert, and there'll be a meet and greet afterwards at Village Studios, the legendary Village Studios, where everybody from Fleetwood Mac to the Stones to John Hyatt, Clapton, wow, Lady Gaga, it goes on and on. Great studio with a 9-foot grand piano, and it's at 1616 Butler Avenue in L.A., and you can go on. There's still some tickets left, so hurry up before they all sell out. Go on my Facebook page, and you can get the information to get tickets. And it's at 7. It goes from 7 to 10, and it's $40. And it includes an open beer and wine bar for those who like to drink that stuff.
Yes, they do. Everybody drinker. Does.
Yeah, I'm a coffee drinker myself.
It's well thought out, yeah. But Grayson, I'm going to do my best to come and meet you in person. I mean, that would be awesome.
Please do.
Yeah, it's time.
And Debbie, I hope you come too.
It's
being your husband or boyfriend.
Oh, God, I'm so single.
Yeah. Grayson, by the way, her
okay,
name is...
bring yourself.
Grayson, her name is Danny, and you've been saying Debbie, so it's...
Oh, I
it's
am
Danny.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't care. I've been called much worse.
Yeah. She doesn't
so
care. She doesn't
I,
talk
Danny.
To her. But,
sorry about that.
No, I don't care at all.
But I'd be privileged to come, and I'm going to come and check you out and everything, listen to the music, meet you guys.
Great.
It'll be awesome.
Come and say hello.
Yeah, absolutely. So everybody check it out. I'm just embarrassed that I never heard of that studio.
The Village House?
Yeah, for all these years I've lived here. I've lived here many years, but I never heard of it.
Yeah, well, you know, really well-known studios don't like to be too visible because everybody and their brother wants to, hey, can I listen to the station, you know.
Exactly. And, like, and wait for them outside.
The same thing with the power station in New York where I recorded Road to Freedom. It was a nondescript, you know, big concrete building, but then you go in there and it's like, whoa, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Grayson, well, have a safe trip out here. And
thank you, sir. Nice
course.
Talking with you, Sam, and you too, Danny.
You're welcome. Nice
anytime,
meeting you. Well,
anytime.
Over the phone. When next you time too. You come to LA, you have to actually come into
well,
the studio.
Well, he's going to come and be here. You can't make it Saturday?
No, I can probably go on Saturday.
Yeah,
I have no plans.
We'll,
you know, I never do anything.
All right, so we'll probably be there, Grayson.
And it's right down the street from my house.
Cool. You see now, you have no excuse.
Be there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely. I mean, it is an opportunity to meet you, so we'll do my best to come and meet you in person. But in the meantime, thank you so much for joining us and gracing us with your music. I mean, I'm just privileged to be able to listen to what you put out. I think you have a very unique voice.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone. Style. I don't think anyone like sounds. I don't think anyone has like your type of. Like, I don't remember the last time, and like, at least in this modern pop culture of music, no one really has your style of voice, like, at all. Like, I can't name one artist right now that sounds like you.
Right.
Thank you.
And that's a big deal.
That is a big deal. They need to have more. And you think of all these goddamn shows out there, like American Idol, X Factor, you can't find one soul artist?
They, you know, American Idol called me and wanted to, my manager, and wanted to use one of my songs for their, and I can't stand that. Sorry.
Really?
Sorry, guys, but I can't stand that joke. And we gave up our TV. All we do is watch movies, you know, because it's just too expensive. But, they wanted to use a tune, and they wanted to go through all this paperwork to get permission. And I said, well, what are you going to pay me? And will I at least get recognition?
Right.
No. And no and no. And so I said, well, then the answer is no.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God, that's crazy. So they wanted to use your song for free?
Yes, for free.
That's wild.
And, you know, I mean, not only, so that's an example of,
the industry?
Yeah.
It's okay, we know what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
All right, Grayson.
Bad people.
Listen, we got to wrap up, my friend. So thank you again for joining us. How can people find you online if they want to contact you?
GraysonHugh.net.
Okay, GraysonHugh.net. Yes, like
.net.
There you go. And he's also on Facebook for sure. You guys can check him out there. And that's it. So have
lots
a safe trip.
Lots of videos on YouTube.
And we look forward to meeting you and Polly. So...
Yes,
there you
look
are.
Forward to meeting you too.
Awesome. Well, have a great, like I said, wow. So it's a flight. You're coming down when? On Friday?
Two days.
In 2 days?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome.
Okay, yep.
All right. Okay, Grayson, so take care. Thank you again for the interview, and all the best to you.
Thanks.
Looking forward to hearing more from you, for sure.
All right.
Bye.
See you this weekend.
Yeah, see you Saturday. Bye.
Bye. Wow, what a great guy,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he's nice. That was actually a great phone interview, because usually phone interviews, I'm like, me.
Right, and yeah. I always wrap him up quickly, yeah. But he's such a cool guy, you know. And
beautiful voice.
Yeah, you know, and I wanted you to hear... you know, since we already made the show about Grayson Hill, we only have a couple minutes, but I want you to hear another song from the same album as Talk It Over. So this is like more of the style of his that I know.
All the beats remind me of something in an 80s film, like when a guy is like picking up the girl he likes in his like new, the old school Corvette or something.
Yeah. I know. But listen to the production of this song. It's amazing.
Oh my god, his voice is so good.
Uh-huh, isn't it something? And the song too.
And I'm starving for your touch. Boy, baby, bring it on back, bring it on back. Bring your sweet love back to me, girl. Baby, bring it on.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah, they don't make music like this anymore.
They don't.
No. And nobody sounds like that. Like, nobody has that, like, voice. Like, he almost kind of sounds like Elton John a little bit. Mm. You know?
I don't know. I keep seeing him when I listen to it, so I can't imagine Elton John singing it.
Yeah, but I keep thinking of Circle of Life.
But no. But you did you see his picture? I mean, he totally does not look
no.
like
that's what
a
I said.
Guy.
I was like, if I didn't see a picture before I went on Wikipedia, I would have thought you were like a, yeah. a black guy.
Yeah. But yeah, he's burly and yeah, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Well, we got to wrap up. Thank you, Grayson. I mean, he managed to do what no guest has done before, and then stay beyond, say, 15, 20 minutes. On
the phone, yeah.
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 I really enjoyed it. I wanted to give some time for his songs and his music. And I'm glad you liked it, too. You know, we didn't bore you with it. So.
No. And I would have been like, you would have known by my face expressions if I was not into it.
Exactly. But you were totally into it.
I think there's only one. Sam had one phone guest like a month or two ago, and I literally was trying to stay awake. It was so bad. Please never have him again, whoever he was.
All right. Well, the next couple of days, we're going to have great guests in the studio, too. Separate women who are actually friends, but they'll come in separately. They're in
tomorrow?
Comedy. Well, one tomorrow, one on
Friday. Oh, I was like, wait, what? They're going to be like sitting. Why not just come in together? But you mean like two separate days.
Two separate days.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they come to do two different things.
Gotcha.
And yeah, so that'll be nice.
Yep.
All right. Well, have a great day, everyone. Danny, take care of yourself.
Always.
Have you been getting enough sleep?
I get too much sleep, Sam.
Really?
I sleep too much.
Not me. This morning, I thought if I could fucking call into work,
did I tell you?
Would be a day.
Did I tell you that I tried to give up drinking and I was like on day three?
No.
Yeah, well, last night I fucking drank. So, like, I don't have the ability to give up drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
I try.
Everybody needs their poison to go to.
Like, I had a pasta night with my girlfriend and I was like, ugh. We went through two bottles of wine.
Yeah.
I'm a failure.
Oh, boy. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.